you remember the first year when we came, we did a series on prayer? I remember one lesson was about unselfish prayer. And remember the verse in the book of James, I believe, which says, ask amiss that you may consume those requests upon your own lusts. And many times we ask amiss because we're asking for things that really are selfish. And the most unselfish prayer is the prayer for someone else. So I'm excited what the Lord will do in our prayer meetings. Amen. Let me encourage you to continue to come. And we're going to learn something about prayer meetings in the book of Acts this Sunday. Make sure you're here Sunday morning, Sunday night. And both morning and evening will be dedicated to the book of Acts. We can't cover it in a year if we don't do it that way. So let me encourage you, if you miss out on the evening, you'll only get half the book of Acts. That would be a shame. So there's an encouragement for you. And Brother Andy and Brother Lachlan, if you wouldn't mind quickly handing these out before I get carried away and start preaching. All right. Well, thank you for your attention. Thank you for being here. What I'd like to do on these Wednesday nights, continue to do, is just share a short thought, just a short argument or a short question. And don't worry, I won't stretch it out. I know we've been praying till 7:20, but it's so helpful. I trust it's been helpful for you and it's been helpful for me just to refresh on some common questions or common arguments that people have against Christianity, the Bible, Christ, and just to be refreshed or just to learn something new that you can store away in your toolkit. Sunday we'll get some new folders with our yearly theme on it. Let me encourage you to transfer all these notes to your new folder on soul winning. Oh, yeah. And before you go out to door knock or before you go out into the day, just have a flick through your notes just to refresh on some verses. If you have a soul winning Bible, we're going to order some more this year. Write some verses in the back, you know, category, JWs, what verses would be helpful. Or someone who struggles with believing that Jesus is God, what are some good verses to share? Or someone that asks a particular question. And tonight we're going to look at this question, which is really an argument, that Christianity is outdated. Look, Christianity isn't relevant today because, isn't it true, young people? It's a couple of thousand years old. And look, we're thousands of years past Christianity. And look, Christianity and its values, hey, get with the times. It's not relevant. It's not important for today. We've moved past that in our modern culture. Technology has advanced. And look, the times have changed. It was great for people a couple of thousand years ago. It's not for us today. And you need to get with the times. In fact, I've had someone say that literally to my face. Maybe you have as well. And this evening, we're going to look at how to respond to this question. And the answer that we can simply say is, well, let's think about that question for a moment, that statement, because it's not actually true. Christianity is very relevant. Can I share a couple of thoughts with you? And they may like to listen. And there in your notes, first of all, Christianity is, in fact, and we're talking about our country, Australia, is our heritage. Christianity is our heritage. Now, when you knock on an Aussie's door, or you know, or you give someone the gospel and they make this statement, it's ignorance. It's out of ignorance. Because as Australians, Christianity is our heritage. Now, I didn't say we live in a Christian country. We don't. But Christianity is our heritage. And in our history, we can see that Christianity has had a great influence on the values we have today. So your blank is the word heritage. Let's look at one verse in the Bible, or there in your notes, just for the sake of time. There it is. And I'll read this verse and we'll commit this time to the Lord in prayer. Psalm 100 and verse 5. The Bible says, "For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting." Notice this. "And his truth endureth to what? All generations." Amen. His truth endureth to all generations. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this time and we thank you for your word. And Lord, the reality is that your truth and the truth of Christ is more relevant even today than in the past because of the darkness of the day in which we live in and the desperation and the desperate, Lord, lost condition of so many around us. Father, help us to be bold. Help us to have an answer to give, and give us wisdom and compassion in doing so. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let me encourage you. When someone makes a statement you know is wrong, be patient. Control yourself if you can. Amen. If it be possible, that's what the Bible says. Control yourself and just say, well, let's think about that statement for a moment. And you can tell them, look, do you realize that what we value most of all as Australians in our culture, and I'm not talking about the new culture today, but what we value most of all, the underlying foundation of what makes us Australians and Australia, what we value the most has been founded on Christian values, amen, Christian morals. Our whole society was founded on what we would call a Judeo-Christian foundation of values that comes from the Bible. Now, most people don't realize that. We are a nation that is built on Christian values. Now, I'm not saying we're a Christian nation. Maybe he was listening. We're a nation that's built on Christian values. Christian values. And so often we forget that, don't we? Because imagine, for example, if Australia was not colonized by England. What if it was a nation from the Middle East that came here?
That's right.
And we would be under Islamic law, Sharia law,
right,
a whole different kind of government, a whole different kind of rule. As my pastor often said, thank God that those who came in the first fleet, I'm not saying they're all Christians, but thank God there was a Bible on board the boat. And preachers came, genuine preachers. I'm not talking of those who hurt people and put them into slavery. I'm talking about those who genuinely preached the gospel. But the reality is that what makes Australia great is ultimately the Christian values that we are founded upon. Our legal system is based upon the Ten Commandments, the Word of God. There was a time where if you went to court and you had to testify, you had to put your hand on the Bible. Most people might remember that. You have to put your hand on the Bible. Why? Because our law system is based upon a value of what is right and what is wrong that was taken from the Word of God. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. Our ethics, our morality has been founded on Christian principles. What do we value as Australians? Well, our freedom. Is that right?
That's right.
We're called the lucky country. Why are we lucky? Why is it a blessed country? We have freedom of speech. That's why we can meet in a public school today and preach the gospel and learn about God. We've got freedom of speech. Well, we take that for granted. You can share with that person. You know, freedom of assembly. If you've got the right to protest, you've got the right to meet, you've got the right to freedom of religion. That's also because of Christianity. Freedom of religion is because that there is, you cannot force anyone into a religion. That's what the Lord Jesus Christ taught. Whosoever will may come. Amen. That's Christian. Freedom of religion. You don't get that in the Middle East, my friend. I'll get to another point in a moment. But the values that we enjoy do come from a Christian foundation. Freedom, equality, hope, purpose, meaning. Any other system of morality is unlivable. Now, I wouldn't say this to put any culture down or any nation down, but let's just be honest. You can say that person. If you look around the world, where are most of the immigrants fleeing from? Where are they fleeing from? The light turned on about this when I first got saved. Where are they are they fleeing from non-Christian nations or Christian nations?
Right.
Are they fleeing from the West? They're fleeing from non-Christian nations. Why? Why? Because of the values within that nation and what their religion had done. And we take our values for granted, but we forget so easily. It's because of our Christian heritage. So that's a good thought, isn't it, to share a quick and easy response. It's up to how long they'll listen to what they might say. And of course, they'll say some things in return which you just need to have wisdom for. But, you know, the reality is that if we... The reason why we have a democracy and not a dictatorship is because of our Christian heritage. Praise God. Amen. What a blessed nation we live in. And, you know, if someone, for example, is an atheist and says, well, look, you know, I mean, I'm not a Christian. We don't live in a Christian nation anymore. And you can say, all right. Well, here's a question. Do you believe in this generation we see a decline in morals, or an increase in excellence in our generation and goodness and community? What do you think? What do you think? What do we see? And if they deny it, say, hey, look, have you switched on the TV and watched the news recently? Yeah. Have you listened to the neighbor recently? Yeah. Is that true, church family? Have you gone out recently? Look, there are pockets of community, or we pretend that there is. But the reality is, everyone is doing what they want, and it's survival of the fittest. Now, that's interesting, because that's a result of atheism, survival of the fittest. Christianity teaches, love thy neighbor. Amen? Love thy neighbor. And so you can tell them, look, as we see a decline in morality, at the same time we've seen a decline in Christianity, people believing in Christianity. Do you think there's a connection? Wow. So there's a thought to share, and maybe that'll stir up some more thoughts. But Christianity is our heritage. All right, number two. Are you still with me?
Sure.
Christianity is misunderstood. Christianity is misunderstood. When someone says that Christianity is not relevant, they're probably talking about Catholicism.
That's right.
Probably talking about a religion. And you can say, look, have you had any experience with a religion, like any denomination of Christianity? Yeah, yeah. And you can tell them, well, can I encourage you with this thought, that oftentimes real Christianity, true biblical, Bible-believing Christianity, as Jesus founded it, is misunderstood today. It's mixed together with man's religion, which is hypocritical. And you can say, look, I agree with you. The Catholic Church is hypocritical, full of hypocrites. And you say, but we're not like that. In fact, you know, Christianity is not restrictive. What did the Lord say? There in your notes, John chapter 10 and verse 10, the thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. That's the contrast to what the Lord Jesus came for. I am come that they might have life, and they might have it more abundantly. Real Christianity is about real freedom, spiritual freedom, eternal freedom from the problem in our world, which is sin, the problem in us, which is sin. Jesus came to bring freedom. Many people think that if they become a Christian, then their life will be boring, then they won't be able to enjoy anything anymore, their dreams and hopes will be dashed in an instant, they'll be somehow against their own will chained to a pew somewhere in a church. That is not true. And make sure you smile when you share this with them. That is not true. Christianity is about freedom. Freedom in Jesus Christ. Not to do what we please, but freedom from our sins. You can share them, look, we don't believe in going to church in order to get to heaven. We go to church because we are going to heaven.
Right.
Amen? We don't believe in keeping a set of rules or the Ten Commandments to earn our way to a better place when we die. That's religion, friend. Christianity is misunderstood. We believe that I'm a sinner, you can tell them. I deserve God's judgment and punishment. But you know what God did for me? He died on the cross. He took my judgment upon himself. And the Bible says, for God so loved the world. That's you too. And he died for you. When I received Jesus Christ as Savior, my sins were forgiven. I now am a Christian because he forgave me, because of the gift of eternal life he gave me. And the reason why I tell others like you and go to church is because I love him. I love him for what he did for me. Anything we do as Christians is because of his love. We love him because he first loved us. So let me encourage you to give them something they've never heard before. I remember when I shared this with a man at the door, and he says, look, I'm a Catholic, and I would usually throw this in a bin because of the joy on your face, you said, I'm going to read this.
Amen.
Amen? Amen. I'm going to read this. I'm going to take it in. Friends, we are free indeed. Amen. In Jesus Christ. And through his wonderful gift of salvation. And his commands are not grievous. You can tell them, look, you say Christianity is not relevant, but God's word is very relevant. And it's meant for our benefit. It's meant for the benefit of the whole world. And you can say, you know, again, do you remember the Lord Jesus saying, love thy neighbor as thyself? Do you think your neighborhood would be better if people practice that? Yeah. So why do you think it's not relevant? It's very relevant. Now, lastly, there in your notes, your third blank, Christianity is needed. Christianity is needed. And we know that for a fact, but obviously the average lost person doesn't. And you can share, look, Christianity is very needed. There in your notes, here's a verse. Jesus said, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Friends, people need the truth. And the only source of truth in this world is the Word of God. And the Word of God we share with others from the Word. And you can say to that person, look, let's be honest. Would you agree that there's something desperately wrong with mankind? Would you agree that there's something desperately wrong with human nature? You know, we try to do good, but there's something within us that drives us furiously in a bent to do the opposite, in a horrific bent to evil, to wickedness. We can look good on the outside, but inside our hearts, we know what's really there. There's something desperately wrong with mankind. There's something desperately wrong with our society. Have you ever made that comment when you watched the news? You could say, you know, we try to pretend that everything's better, but it's not. And we all work so hard to be happy, and all that working to be happy rarely even succeeds, and it certainly doesn't last. It doesn't last, and ultimately, we all end up dying. Well, there's something wrong in our world. There's something wrong in our world. And there are eternal questions that have to be answered, like, where are we here? Now, you've thought about that before, I'm sure. Where are we going when we die? Why are we here? Is that right? Who made us? What's the purpose of life? I mean, these are eternal, ultimate questions. For example, why is there death? Why is there sickness? Why is there war? Now, do you realize, you can tell that person, that Christianity answers every single one of the world's ultimate questions. And you can tell them, that's why Christianity is very relevant. It answers every single one of the world's ultimate questions. The problem is most people just don't want to know. They don't want to know. It's misunderstood. And people are ignorant even about our nation's heritage, our nation's background. So you can challenge them and ask, look, you can let them know there in 1 John chapter 5, verse 13, you know the verse, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. You know, God says we can know. Show them the verse and say, would you have time at some point that we could just sit down and talk about some things that God wants us to know, how you can have eternal life. And just make sure that you have an answer. Amen? Someone says it's not relevant. Say, well, it is relevant. Here's just a thought. And then kickstart a new conversation. Amen? Launch into a new seed just to sow in their mind. And may the Lord bless us as we pray for opportunities. Someone may make this statement this week. But let me encourage you, if we're not giving someone to attract or sharing the gospel with someone, you won't be asked any questions. And you won't be made, and no statements will be made. No arguments will be given. So the first step has to be made by us. Amen?
Right.
He that winneth souls is wise. And what's wisdom? The world's not going to flock to you and I for salvation. The Bible says, go into all the world. So let me encourage you to go. And just, if someone asks a curly question, let them know, hey, can I get back to you on that one? And then prepare for an answer. But I trust that this little lesson
was a blessing to help us all be more prepared.